On this vote, the yeas are 338 and the nays are 88. The bill is passed.
Last week, the House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly to end the NSA's bulk collection of Americans' telephone records. The USA Freedom Act now awaits action in the Senate, where Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is defending the NSA program as critical in the fight against terrorism.
I think it is an important tool if we're going to have the maximum opportunity to defend our people here at home.
Launched in secret after the attacks of September 11, 2001, the NSA's bulk data collection goes too far, according to Democrat Patrick Leahy.
If we accept the government can collect all of our phone records, because it may want to sift through someday to look for some possible connections to terrorists, where is it going to end?
Under the USA Freedom Act, telecommunications companies and not the government would store phone data. Privacy concerns that prompted the bill are overblown and unwarranted, according to McConnell.
Nobody at the NSA is routinely listening into your telephone conversations in order to intercept any actual discussion on a telephone. They have to go to a court, get a court order. I don't want us to go dark, in effect, and I'm afraid that the House-passed bill will basically be the end of the program.
But whether the program has actually defeated any terrorist plots is a matter of contention and will be the subject of intense Senate debate in days to come. The issue divides both Democrats and Republicans and has exposed a rift on where to strike a balance between national security and civil liberty. Republican Steve Daines.
Terrorists are intent on destroying our very way of life, our nation's foundation of freedom and justice for all. But as we strengthen our intelligence capabilities, we must with equal vigor and determination protect our Constitution, our civil liberties, the very foundation of this country. If the forces of evil successfully propel leaders in Washington to erode our core constitutional values, we will grant these terrorists a satisfying victory. We must never allow this.
The Senate has only days to act. While the Patriot Act that covers bulk data collection expires June 1st, the Senate will be in recess for the final week of this month. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.